afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
No, I'm fine. I had to ask you to push back. I can get up early for anything tomorrow.
Fuck it, man.
Right? Exactly. That's my life motto. Fuck it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Rock Solid, comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
I am April Richardson. Please start it. I hope it starts with me yelling, fuck it.
It is okay, going to.
Okay.
And I'm Kyle Dotson.
And Kyle, you're on your second, what is that, 72 ounces of...
Holy!
23 ounces of...
Fill that bladder up.
Now, you brought two of those, and you asked me if I wanted one, and I declined, because I knew you'd need it, because we're doing a double record tonight, back-to-back, late-night record. Yeah. It's 3 a.m. right now at the Rockside Studios.
I figured if I didn't offer it to you, you'd give me shit about it, but you still wouldn't want it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I did offer it to you, you wouldn't want it.
So what do you have against Arnold Palmer's?
I just...
APL?
Yeah, I mean, that looks delicious.
No, normally I would take it. I'm trying not to drink too much sugary stuff anymore.
Oh, right. That's a good thing to try to do. I'm with you. I had to cut out. So I used to drink like 8 Dr. Peppers a day. Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
What's in that cup?
Sweet tea. Oh. Yeah, so I'm not
sweet tea
hard.
is just like
come on.
Syrup.
That's in my veins.
It's not carbonated though, so it doesn't like.
But yeah, it is the sugariest. Fill me shit up. Yeah. In the world.
Speaking of syrup, Kyle, could you hand me that bottle right there? Okay, what I have here. This is, and I have one for April, and I have one for Kyle.
You're gifting me with.
I'm going to tell you. This is not for me. This is from. There's a listener in Canada, Benjamin Weber. And we had a Smile Train auction to co-host Rock Solid. You got to pick your co-host.
Okay.
So he picked Mike Siegel. You get to pick the topic.
Pick Mike. Okay, cool. Whatever, Ben.
I actually questioned him about that. I'm like, I thought he would have went with one of the lovely ladies of Rock Solid, but he didn't do that. But anyway, he brought us all a bottle of, 100% pure maple syrup. So Kyle picked the medium, and so you can have medium or light. What would you like?
Oh, I don't want light. I want full. I want high test.
You want medium.
Yes.
All right, cool.
I like how it comes in. It looks like a bottle of whiskey or something, too.
It kind of does.
That bottle. Yeah. This is going to, another thing about growing up in the South, not only did I have sweet tea, but this is going to come in handy because I used to make syrup sandwiches. That's what I would have as an after-school snack because, like, for a while, like, if my mom wouldn't buy, mm-hmm. like, little Debbie cakes or any sugar stuff, I was like, I got this. Two slices of white bread, pour some syrup in the middle of them, eat that.
So just enough syrup to where it moistens the bread but doesn't start leaking through.
Oh, no, for me, it, like, almost leaked through. I'm the biggest sweet tooth in the world. Like, no, it was, like, sopping with syrup. That was my sandwich. Why are you stifling? You can freely laugh at that. I'm not going to feel judged.
I'm laughing, but it's just like, I don't.
It's gross.
What's your sweet of choice?
I was a little redneck kid. I swear to God, like anything with sugar in it.
You like ice cream?
I love ice cream. You mean like a candy? Reese's Cups are probably my favorite, like candy.
Yeah, that's good.
You're at the movies. What do you get at the movies?
Raisinets. I go Raisinets.
I do like Raisinets. I do like chocolate covered raisins.
Yeah. But I'll eat anything
like
sugary.
I go cookies. Like that's my
cookies, cake, pie. I do not discriminate.
What kind of metabolism do you have? Because
I don't have that metabolism anymore.
You're a very thin lady,
dude. As a kid, I was a dump truck. Like I could eat anything. Like just put it all in, and it's fine. I never gained weight as a kid,
but then
like the second I turned 30. My body was like, that's not happening anymore.
So what do you do?
So I just don't eat it as often. I can't eat it as often.
What do you take? Pilates? Something that the ladies?
I do take Pilates.
No, that's what the ladies do.
Is it?
Yeah, jazzercise and Pilates.
I wish I did jazzercise. No, I really do Pilates.
Wouldn't that be great to jazzercise and wear some big leg warmers and get in there with your Jane Fonda outfit, your high cut tights?
The high cut bikini bottoms.
Then do you go somewhere for Pilates? I don't even know what Pilates is. I'm not.
Really I go. The sure thing is, like, right down the street from my apartment, oh, okay. So I just walk there. Also, I'm sure this is very like compelling video. For all of your listeners. By the way, here's my workout routine.
I like to give everyone a little bit of an inside look into the life of an April
look,
Richardson.
I'm not the buffest lady in town, but like I do okay. And now I just eat a lot fewer sugary things.
What is Pilates? Is it like? Yoga and aerobics.
It's kind
combined?
No, it, yeah. It's
there's
like,
some machine
yes.
work.
It
there's
is yoga-ish, but it's like it's more challenging as far as like it leans you out. It gives you like a ballerina body.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Okay. Like it's not
like lean muscle mass as yeah. opposed to bulking up.
And it's and you stretch and you it's rad. It feels great after I do it. I feel fantastic. But yeah, you're not. I'm not going to get like ripped or anything.
Yeah. But you don't want to be ripped. You just want to. You just want to work off that sweet tea.
Look, we live in Hollywood, guys. I got to stay hot enough to play the wife of a fat guy on TV.
Fuck it.
Right. That's my standard. But
I gotta.
Was that your impression of me?
That was not very good.
Fuck it.
I have. I'm gonna pitch. I have a show idea for you.
Okay.
I picture this as like it is like a 6-episode run on Comedy Central, but they'll do more than one season.
Okay, good.
But it's just 6 episodes.
You got it all figured out. I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I've got people attached.
Cool.
It's called April from TV.
Okay.
Okay.
And then catchy title.
Every episode. Well, here's the thing.
Okay.
Every episode is like we recreate. A classic television show, like a new episode of a classic television show with actors playing classic television show parts, but then you're always inserted into the show.
Yes. Green light.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yes.
Like it's Welcome Back, Cotter, and then, but you're
I'm in it.
But you're in it too. You're just you're in the episode, and the episodes
it.
Will always revolve around your character.
I like it.
So you do Happy Days.
Yes.
You do,
Saved
by the Bell. Magnum PI.
Like yes. even Simon and Simon.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
All these things.
Knight Rider.
Falcon Crest.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anything like that.
Okay.
This would be, this is, I think it's great. It's April from TV.
I like it.
$6 Million Man.
Yes, all of it.
Are you kidding me? Bionic
Let's
Secretary.
Do it. Done. Hey, also, since I'm always boohooing about dudes, guess what? Last week I went on a rad date. It was real fun.
Who'd you, well,
I'm
not going to ask
you.
I'm not going to ask
is.
Who. I didn't mean to ask that.
I'm not going to say who it is.
All right, cool.
You might know him.
What'd you do on the date?
It was straight up 1950 style. Like, you picked me up.
You okay.
picked me up in my apartment.
Isn't
took
that what
me
you
to
do
dinner.
When you go to a date?
I don't think that's in these modern times that's still
that's
expected.
That's always what I did.
Yeah,
yeah, but
that's what I do.
Look, I'm not.
That's what you do.
I think that is apparently. What you're supposed to do. But I feel like friends
pick
of mine,
my wife up right at her house.
It's not like a thing. Most people are like, let's meet at this thing. Let's have drinks at this thing. But no, he picked me up, took me out to dinner, totally paid for everything.
Yeah. Did you offer?
Super
did you pretend
rad.
You pull? Did you pull your
I mean,
wallet?
You know what? I think I paid for the valet because I was
okay.
like, I'll, I
That's
got
cool.
this. I'm a modern woman.
Yeah.
It was super fun.
All right. And it was just dinner. It was just dinner.
It was just dinner. And then we like got drinks afterward.
Well, you don't drink.
She got a sweet
yeah,
cake.
But I can get like cherry cokes at bars. I get all look, right. I'll order a Roy Rogers.
All right. I mean, it's fine that you don't drink, but it's just when
that
you say
Shirley
then we got
Temple.
Then we got drinks
yeah.
afterwards.
Or it's Shirley Temple. Yeah, but I still hang out at bars.
What
I mean,
did he?
I go
what,
to bars.
What did he drink? He just got whiskey on the.
He just got
up.
He got an old fashioned. It was John Don Draper.
Yeah.
No, is, I don't know beer.
I my youngest came home from school today sick, and so she was. She wanted to get in mommy and daddy's bed, and then she wanted me to be right there with her the whole time. So we both fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's a dream I had that woke me up. My wife called me on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
This is all in the dream.
Okay.
And she goes, I know you're having a bad day today. So I just wanted to tell you that John Hamm is on the radio right now. And then in the dream,
that's
I turn the radio.
Brighten your day.
Then in the dream, I turn the radio on. Well, that's what dreams are so.
Also,
ridiculous.
That guy is not the opposite of a face for radio.
I know.
Why is he on radio?
Well, they were interviewing. So then I turned the radio on in my dream and started
sure.
listening to him. He's being interviewed, and then the phone rang, and then I woke up. But I'm like, that's how ridiculous dreams
that
are.
Is awesome.
What is? First of all, I wasn't having a bad day, not to my knowledge.
But I love the idea that the only thing that's going to cheer you up is John Hamm's voice on the radio.
John Hamm's on the radio.
Yes.
Let me. I gotta turn that in.
That
turn
is
that on. Turn
awesome.
It on.
That is awesome. What a great, vibrant
and,
life.
And
you
the
live
radio.
In your dreams.
And the radio. Yeah.
Radio.
Yeah.
He's talking to the radio.
On the radio.
Fantastic.
Kyle, you ran since the last time you were on the show. You ran your 5K.
I did.
Up in San Francisco.
I did.
Because they don't have them here.
Yeah. Nope. Did you run up there to then run 5K?
Yep. Cool. You guys drove up, didn't you?
We did drive up.
Was that a fun drive?
It was fun. It was the scenery was boring.
Well, yeah, because you were with Brandt. You got to look at your roommate's face the whole time. So you drive up there. This is the first time you've ever done anything athletic.
Yeah, since like the presidential fitness tests or whatever. Yeah. Yep.
Which I always failed because I couldn't even do like one pull-up.
I was like in the middle of the road. I was like average.
Well, you're showing them now running a 5K. Yeah.
Now you're
F you president.
Your life partner, Brandt, he's very athletic.
He is, yeah.
And so what was your time? This is the first time you ever did a 5K. Your time was respectable.
It was like 34:55 or something.
That's respectable because I remember when you were in here.
34 hours, 55 minutes.
A couple weeks ago, you said, if I can do it in an hour. And we were both like, you do it in an hour. You walk it in an hour. So you did under 35 minutes.
Yeah.
What did Brandt do it in?
It was like 21 something.
21 minutes to 5K?
And he was like,
5K, that's 5,000 miles, right? I mean, right? Yep.
I like that humor.
That's super good.
I like it. Bring it. Fuck it.
I love it. That's my sound bite now.
Yeah, no, Brandt was like, yeah, I did a little slower than I'd like to.
Okay,
oh,
stud.
Oh, you're just being a dick now. Yeah.
Okay, stud. All right. What else happened up there? Anything fun in San Francisco? You get some Chinese food?
We did get some Chinese food. We sat we were in a restaurant that was the hottest restaurant I've ever been in my life.
You mean hot at like a lot of people were coming in? It's hard to get a table?
No, like humid.
Oh, temperature.
Yep.
I get it.
And they sat us at a communal table with like two other couples. One couple was
like that.
Having an argument, and the other couple was the guy just didn't like Chinese food.
What?
And they had a lazy Susan in the middle. It was a disaster.
The couple having an argument, were they Chinese?
No.
They weren't, so it wasn't like, ding dong, guy, doi, bang dong. And then you just knew they were fighting?
No.
Fuck it!
No.
And that's when the guy stormed off.
Yeah.
Ding dong, bang, bang, fuck it.
They were arguing about, like,
soy sauce?
Taking her to the airport or something. Like,
that's
something
an argument
mundane.
Worth having.
Yeah.
Great. Not for, but this saint right here just picked her ex-boyfriend up from the airport. Who's
That's
cooler
like,
than me?
Like
Who is cooler than me?
When you break up with someone, the calling them for an airport ride, that's over.
I don't mind. He's picked me up from the airport before, too.
It's done. No more.
I will say that about Andy. He's a dude I can count on. He's helped me like put together furniture. Like
He brought you soup when you had your LASIK surgery?
Yeah, like truly. All right. Because like when I'm single and I have no one to care for me.
Yeah.
If there's any time where I'm like, come do this man thing for me, please. He'll do it.
Now you got this dinner dude now will come and do it.
That's one day. I don't know about dinner. I don't know about the future with dinner dude.
I hope he's a superhero named Dinner Dude.
Dinner dude.
He's great.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
And then we're going to start playing some music, get to the topic. Because in movies now, I think it's don't call her the next day. Don't do that. And you wait a couple days. All that bullshit. Right. What happens in 2015?
Listen, everything you just said is what goes on in my brain. I think all that shit is bullshit.
Yeah.
But I mean, I do have lady friends who have been deep in the dating game who have to coach me on that. Because I'm with you. I'm like, why can't I just text him or call him the next day and go, look,
I had a great time last night. Now, today, let's do this.
But I'll say this.
So what happened?
Did he just texted me. He's always talking to me.
Great.
So I don't,
that's cool.
I don't have to do that. But he's out of town now. He had to go out of town like 3 days later to go out of town for like 2 weeks. So
I like
I'm kind of like, I like him too. But
I've always liked Steve Agee. So I think you guys are, I think this is good.
But I do think that that's going to ruin the momentum. Because it's like, why you're going to forget who I am after 2 weeks. We went on one date. Like, you know what I'm saying?
He's going out of town because he's a comedian.
No comment.
All right. Let's get to the topic tonight. The topic tonight is the Rock and Roll Zoo. We did this topic a long, long time ago, but I think we called it, I don't know what the witty title was back then, but I'm just calling it straight up Rock and Roll Zoo.
Straight up.
These are songs that have animals in the title, and there's a ton. And did you find a ton? I hope
I
did.
I did not find. Well, here's the thing. I was telling Kyle, my list is lacking.
Okay.
Because I had to do this today. I had a bunch of shit to do this week.
It's cool, man.
I did it today. I didn't get all the way through my iTunes, so there's a lot of bands from A, B, and C in it. But no, I think it's harder because it's like you have to search for individual You have to be like, think of an animal and yeah, search for it in your yeah. YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, it's not easy. But once you find that animal, you know, I'm sure what's it for dog?
I didn't have that
dog
many.
Boyd. And then for me, I'm not going to say the band or I'm not going to say the song title. I'm just going to say the animal and then he can play it and then we'll know what
oh,
it is.
Oh, okay.
But I'll let you.
Well, mine aren't going to be that famous.
I'm going to go first then.
Okay.
Because you're bringing me down.
Whoa.
All right. Are you ready, Kyle?
Coming here with your fucking attitude.
Yeah. Right. What a yeah. downer, huh? I'm all hyped up on sweet tea. All
sweet
tea
and super,
party.
My sweet tea and my super date.
I'm ready to party right now, and you guys are shitting on my dreams.
You should have seen David Wilde and April cross paths
now.
And talk music.
I imagine
like crazy.
I don't have children, but I imagine that's what it's like driving your kid and their friend.
Yeah,
somewhere.
It was like a play date.
Because you have no idea what they're talking
they're
about,
in the back seat,
but they're
yeah.
just having a blast.
Yeah,
they're
it was great. Ball. That guy's great.
David is amazing, and I love the sandcastle you guys built.
Yeah.
It was really cool. my first animal coming up today. I got a great, my zoo is so good tonight. Let's walk by and take a look at the canary.
Dude, I love the police. Okay,
canary in a coal mine. That's the police.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to play by your rules. I'm going to have to say who my people are.
You can do whatever you want to do. I'm just saying, don't piss on my zoo.
Okay,
new T-shirts are coming, folks. Don't piss on my zoo.
All right, my first one. I'm going to have to ask you to play Elephant Stone by the Stone Roses. Which?
Why didn't you just say elephant? And then you could tell us afterwards what it was.
Oh. Because, I don't want to play by your rules.
All right.
Fuck it.
I'll tell you what, this will not get you a second date.
The cage bird sings no longer in the cage now.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
All right. Stone Roses.
Yeah. Elephant.
Cool.
That's one of the things that me and David were talking about.
I know. You guys were talking about Morrissey and
Stone
and
Roses.
Johnny Marr.
Electronic.
Roses.
And when their next date's going to be.
Yeah. That's right.
that's who I went on a date with, I guess.
This next artist is an artist that you and I both like. I want to do a show about... Don't look. Don't peeky boo. We're going to do it. I would like to do a show about this guy.
Yes.
And,
didn't we?
We talked about doing it and we never did it.
Oh.
Because then you stopped texting me.
What?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
The animal is cat.
Little top cat.
It's not top cat.
Boy must have been green. Popping in the country.
That's such a jam.
That's Honky Cat. You know where the Honky Cat lives?
I'm afraid to ask.
Lives in the Honky Chateau.
Oh yeah, that's right. I thought you were going to pull some shit.
Nope.
But that was a legit answer.
That was a legit answer.
I appreciate your honesty.
Who has more hits in a row than Elton John?
I feel like I was talking to somebody the other day. God, I can't remember now. But we were talking about this because we were talking about how he has like 40 years of out. Like, there was a time in the late 70s and 80s, didn't you come out with an album per year?
Like, every year for 14 years.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to take a year off and then another album anyway.
Dude, you know, it's so a hit machine.
Like, it's unbelievable. Him and Bernie Taupin.
Somebody was like, oh, I just saw him live and I couldn't believe like how good it was kind of thing. And I'm like, yeah, you like forget what a hit machine that guy was.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Nonstop.
He's one of those guys where it's like, he played everything, but then he didn't play these 20.
Right. Right. Where it's like, he would just be there for hours
I know,
if he played
too many
every
songs.
Hit. Yeah, let's definitely do an Elton John show.
All right, cool. Because I know you. I mean, I love the 70s stuff too, but I there's a lot.
But see, I'm in the corny ass 80s club at the end of the street stuff.
Yeah. Oh,
too.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
Okay. All right, cool.
Sad songs say so much.
Please believe, first of all, that's my karaoke jam, and that clears rooms. I have ended
parties. Sad songs say so much?
Yes, I've ended parties singing that because I'm like, y'all ready? And then I sing it, and they're like, what? This is a party. Why are you singing that?
Please tell me you wear Sassoon jeans when you do it. And then at the end, when you're done, you just turn around, boom.
Yeah.
Ass cheek.
Dude,
boom.
I love it. I love that. I love, like, you know, Too Low for Zero. Oh, like, yes.
So good.
Yes.
Kiss the Bride.
Yes.
Punch the Groom.
Dude, the opener, that 1-2 punch of Funeral for a Friend, Love Lies Bleeding.
Oh, that's
like,
nuts.
Are you crazy? Oh.
Let's not talk about it anymore because people are going to go, well, we don't need to hear that show now.
I know.
That'll be our next show.
Dictated.
I'm teasing.
Okay. All right. What did you just play? You Honky Cat.
Yeah.
I'm going to play. I got repeats of some of these animals. I'm going to play this. You could almost play this entire song. I'm going to play Eagles. Eagles is the animal.
All right. Plural?
Yes. Many eagles.
So it's not fly like an eagle.
No.
All right.
Oh, you could. Well, yeah, whatever. I just want to get to the chorus.
We walk the streets at night. We go where eagles dare. They pick up every movement. They pick up every loser with jaded eyes and features. You think they really care? I ain't no goddamn son of a bitch. You better think about it, baby. I ain't no goddamn son of a bitch. You better think about it, baby, baby.
Yeah, there you go.
So the animal is a bitch.
That song is called Where Eagles Dare.
Did they say that at all in the song?
Yeah, we go where eagles dare. The Misfits, turn that shit up.
Is this what you listen to when you Pilates?
Yeah, this is what I work out to. You better think about it, baby.
I ain't no goddamn son of a bitch.
Anyway.
You better think about it, baby, baby.
All right, flip my next two cards.
This changes everything.
No, it really doesn't. This song is so the opposite. And the animal is a bee.
Ooh, okay. That's a letter.
Give me some sugar. Give me some sugar, little honey bee. Don't be afraid. Not gonna hurt you. I wouldn't hurt my little honey bee.
That's right. That's Honeybee from Tom Petty. That dedicate that to Jeff Tate, the biggest Tom Petty fan in the world. He just got a...
He's the guy who gives them all a 10?
Oh, he gives them all a 10. He just got a... There's a Tom Petty album, Tom Petty and Heartbreakers album called Echo. It's got this little insignia on the album, and he just got that tattooed on his arm.
Nice.
Much in the same spot where you have your Billy Bragg tattoo.
Billy Bragg. Yep. I might get my TCB in a flash on the other arm next time I'm
TCB?
Graceland. Take care of business in a flash. Elvis...
What's in the flat? Wait, taking care of business?
Not like the Flash, like the superhero. Like
it's
we would
the
think
thing
of.
He designed. Yeah. He gave necklaces to everybody in the Memphis Mafia.
Yeah.
And it's like a lightning bolt, okay. And then it has TCB over it.
Okay, so it'll be a lightning bolt.
Yeah.
You're calling that a Flash?
Well, because it's for taking care of business in a flash.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So you're getting, now, is that going to be colorful? Is it going to be just this straight up blue ink?
I think it's going to just be an outline like that, because the TC and the B will be outlines like my BB.
How long do you think about a tattoo like this before you decide to go under the
I thought
needle?
About that one for ages. I really, truly want to get it at Graceland. I want to get it in Memphis if I'm going to get it. So it's just like a matter of the next time I'm in Graceland.
Could you get it done in the bathroom where Elvis died.
Ah, God, if only. But considering no one can go upstairs, then no.
You think he's still up there?
They don't.
Maybe he's still living.
I have read that it is like completely untouched. I mean, it's clean, but it's totally untouched from the day that he died.
There's not
as far as everything.
No one's flushed it. His upper decker.
Yeah. His upper decker.
Yeah, there's a there's a deuce still in there.
Deuce.
Disintegrated.
Is that your only tattoo?
It's my only tattoo. It's the only thing I feel. I know Billy and I know how great he is. And so it's like the only thing, as much as I love Morrissey and I do. There's things I don't like about Morrissey.
What if the next time you ran into Billy Bragg, he had an AR?
He tooled on me so bad when I know him very well.
Yeah.
And the day, like after I got this, we were hanging out and I was like, okay, dude, I have something to tell you. And he was like, what? And I'm like, don't be weirded out by this. And I showed it to him and he was like, is this real? And I was like, yeah, it's real. And he's like, this doesn't wipe off.
He's
and
licking
like,
his thumb and
yes!
rubbing your arm.
He like literally did that. And he's like, okay, but he was like, people have his face on them, you know? So he was like, this is honestly pretty tame as far as these go. And he was just like laughing at me. He's just like, I don't want your mom to be mad at me. And I'm like, she's fine. So, but yeah, it was, because at that time, like I had known him well enough that it was a bit like getting a tattoo of your friend, but it was, I was just like, dude, you're my hero. Like, you're just the best dude I know. And he was flattered, but he was so making fun of me. Like just in the way that he was.
Well,
just
he had the correct response.
Yeah.
He's flattered and he's like a little weirded out.
Yeah. But he's such a great dude.
So every time you see him, he'll go, hey, everyone, you go boom. And you just throw your arm out.
No, now it's just like, whatever. I mean, this was when I was like 20.
The next time you see him.
Yeah, this was like 16 years ago that I got it.
Have a big Band-Aid on it.
And just be like, I decided I don't like you anymore.
Got rid of it.
Yeah, I'm not on board with your whole thing, your whole save humanity thing. No, thanks.
My new dude's jealous of it. So I got it taken off.
Yeah. No, he's totally, I mean, he's like my uncle. He's not, you know what I mean? It's not like a,
you should get a U added there. Uncle Billy Bragg.
Well, the whole logo has a circle around it and then it has words like it's more than this. Mm-hmm. But after I got this, I was like, that hurt. So I don't. And I also weirdly don't trust a tattoo artist to do a perfect circle. How can you draw a perfect circle on somebody's skin? Like, I don't trust that.
I don't know how they'll do that.
Yeah. So that's also why I didn't get it. Cause I'm like, I don't see how that couldn't be crooked. Because you're trying to etch a circle into my like weird skin that's moving around. Right. A protractor. And then, but then it's like, even when you're tracing that line, how could you do it with a vibrating needle?
Those guys are artistes.
I guess.
Your skin is their canvas.
I might do that at some point, get the circle around it.
All right. Well, until then, let's play a song. All right. An animal.
This is mine, and you play in the middle, and the animal is a monkey. I got a few monkeys.
I have a couple monkeys on my list, too.
I might have taken one of your monkeys. Yes!
Yep.
This song is so good.
It is a good song.
Also, Peter Gabriel is super hot in the video.
Is he?
Yes! Young Peter Gabriel can get it! Like 80s Peter Gabriel, not Genesis Peter Gabriel. Where he shaved his head always.
Yeah, like a reverse mohawk.
No. 80s Peter Gabriel could get it.
He's got like kind of a Caesar haircut in this, doesn't he? No.
It's like normal. Hmm. It's just some normal preppy dude.
That's a great song. It was on my list. She stole it.
I love that song. I love 80s Peter Gabriel so much.
Yeah, I like. I just recently got into his back catalog, and I'm enjoying it.
But like Peter Gabriel from like the Big Time video could get it forever.
Yes. He could get it big time.
Yes, literally.
My next animal is a dog.
Okay.
I played this song probably twice before, but I'm going to play it again because I still love it.
I love her.
Incredible voice.
Amazing.
First time I heard this, I was in a bar and I had to Shazam it. And that was probably in 2009 when you would Shazam stuff still.
Right. Oh, I still do.
This is, this is over 7 years ago.
She's amazing.
when the first time I saw Shazam, I was having a barbecue at our house. And for it was a my excuse to have a barbecue was it was a Pardo's birthday. Mm-hmm. So I have a birthday barbecue for Pardo. And
Pardo didn't come.
Pardo didn't show up, and it was great.
Are you serious? No. Oh, okay. I was like, oh my God.
And Janet Varney and Chris Hardwick were dating at the time.
Yeah.
This is a while ago. And Hardwick had the Shazam app, and he was like showing it to us.
He's
and
we changing just, lives and at we this were party. Just like,
what is that?
Yeah.
He's like, come on, guys, play any song.
Yeah. You know what I use it most often for? Commercials.
Oh, yeah.
I find
that's
the commercials
where you find...
are when I hear the most new music.
Yeah.
And I'll jump off the couch and go Shazam the TV. And that's how I find it.
I thought you were going to say, I'll jump off the couch and Shazam the shit out of it.
I will Shazam the shizit out of the TV. All right. Here's what I'm going to do.
I was exhausted about 20 minutes ago, and now I'm wide
Dude,
awake.
Dude, I'm never sleeping again after this large
sweet tea. So
this dropped the needle anywhere because it's a long ass. And this is as soon as I say that my animal is lobster.
Hmm.
I mean, I know there's so many songs.
I don't even know.
Songs.
I don't even know.
Down, down. The greatest. Just the greatest.
I don't get into this as a song. I get into it as an event.
Well, it's 7 minutes long, yeah. So...
They used to play sense. This at high school dances when I was at... Because what year is it, 78?
78 or 79.
Yeah, they used to play this, and we'd go to dances at the YMCA, and everyone would get down and go in a circle, like, with your claws.
You live in a John Waters movie.
I do not hold. You, believe me, it's not. It's more like Twin Peaks.
I love the Ethan Pursuit so much.
I don't even know what he's saying.
Doesn't matter.
Well, that's just noise, April. Oh, now I know.
Yeah. And also, I think about, I do not want to be one of those people that's like, it used to be better back in the day. Like, I hate that attitude. No, it wasn't.
But if you like it, you like it.
I feel like creatively, because I was watching these videos, and also because Morrissey plays like a series of videos before he takes the stage, and he added this one. There was this one of Leo Sayer singing a song, and he was dressed like a clown, like an old-timey clown.
I remember that video.
Yeah, and it was amazing. And I'm like, this is amazing. And he's just singing this, like, really sincere, sad song.
Is it When I Need You?
No, it's not. It's,
I love that song.
God, what? The Show Must Go On? The Show Must Not Go On? It's something like that.
It's one of those.
Look, yeah, and it's amazing. And I'm like...
Yeah, The Show Must Go On.
Yes. And... But the juxtaposition of that song and the way he's dressed and this powerful performance, yeah. And I'm like, no one does that anymore. It's like, mm-mm. In the 70s, people were just like balls to the wall creatively. They were like, we're going to do the weirdest shit we can think of. And it's just that sort of thing. Like, think of if the B-52s now. If I came to you and was like, I got a band for you.
Yeah.
There are two ladies in it dressed like they're in the 60s. And this old super gay dude who just yells shit over the beat. And you'd go, well, no, that's terrible. I'm never signing these people.
I just saw that on Venice Beach.
Yeah, you'd go like, get out of my office. And to think, you know, yeah, so B-52s are like, yeah, of course, we're going to put out your records. You guys are awesome and weird.
That's because this whole internet is ruining the life of the world.
But you would think it would make people be weirder. We have the...
Right.
They're just weirder, but they're just banging. But that's like all it is.
Yeah, it's like you would just... everything. We have everything at our disposal now to be more creative and more out there and more bonkers. Yeah. And like people don't really do that.
I know. It's weird.
Yeah. I don't like it.
And I think because no one wants to pay for art anymore either. So people are like, well, why even bother being weird?
That's just so depressing to me.
It's really depressing.
Me and Aaron Gibson the other day, because I was like, I want to start dressing. The older
Aaron
I get.
Aaron Gibson, was this on your date?
No, Aaron Gibson is a lady.
Right. We didn't determine.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did not mean to be heteronormative in my assumption. No, I was not on a date with a lady.
All right.
But she... We were talking about this because I was like, the older I get, like the weirder I want to get. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, can I dress like Susie Sue and still tell jokes? Will people laugh at my jokes if I come out dressed like Kate Pearson from the B-52s? Or is that going to distract from comedy?
I think you could probably get away with Kate Pearson, but maybe not Susie Sue.
I'm going to try it anyway.
You might as well, you know, wear a Darth Vader helmet then.
Okay, no, because then you wouldn't even be able to hear my joke through the breathing or whatever that weird shit is in that Darth Vader mask. Yeah, that's, come on. You can't deliver a punchline with that, but you can wearing like fishnet arm warmers and black eyeshadow. I don't know. I'll let you know. They
No one would know if you were choking. If
I mean,
had
I dress pretty crazy on stage. But yeah, see that? Oh, don't, you brought up the choking thing. The audience isn't going to know about me choking, literally choking on stage, which I did last weekend.
Sorry.
It's okay.
You're okay, though. No one had to Heimlich you, though, right?
It got close, dude.
It was just water, though, right?
It was just water. I just took a sip of water in the middle of a story, and it went down the wrong pipe. Yeah, I like inhaled it and then just started choking on stage.
No, that's the worst.
And had to be like, no, I'm really choking.
You did play it off well. It was fine.
I tried to play it off, but then like a few people on Twitter later were like, that was fun. Like, I thought it was part of, I'm like, that was not part of the bit. Why would that be part of the bit? That was terrible. It like messed up the flow.
These ladies now on stage, this Tig takes her shirt off.
Yeah.
This April
pretends to choke on water. I was like, I was so not crazy. Pretending. Yeah.
Did you watch Tig's special?
It's amazing. I think it's amazing.
It is amazing. When she takes her shirt off, it is, it was a little
spoilers.
It's a little jarring for a while.
Right.
It's, but then you settle into it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's brave.
Sure.
To say the least.
Yeah.
But, it's really,
she's amazing.
Yeah.
She's such a lovely person. And yeah, I was
yeah,
thinking,
she is. I've only met her once.
It made me want to work so much. The way she's just such a masterful storyteller, and she doesn't waste words. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't rush, and she's not scared of silence. She's not scared of anticipation. Like, it's all these things that I'm terrified of.
That is, I think, the biggest thing with comedians.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid of silence.
I completely am.
Because you think you're bombing, or yes. You think you're not.
Yes. And you're like, I got to fill all this space with noise.
That's when you just have to use your eyes, mm-hmm. and you look at the people and you can see, oh, they're not bored.
Mm-hmm.
They're really into it.
Exactly.
And they're smiling, and everything doesn't have to be, you know, a crazy.
Completely.
Yeah.
And she has mastered that.
I mean, look, everybody can't be Larry the Cable Guy.
Right.
With getting the
we
big.
We all want to be.
We all
want to
be. But you know,
that's
a unique thing to get like belly laughs for
right.
the whole time.
Exactly.
I mean, get her done.
Yeah. I mean.
Mayonnaise, a lot of chickens out there. That's one of the things he says.
Terrible.
But yeah, it did. I was crying laughing,
yeah.
but also being like, oh my God, I got to get better. Yeah. I got to be better at this.
Yeah, it was great.
Some pointers from her.
Yeah, and I actually kind of like that she's not a social media person. Like, she doesn't
yeah.
have a Twitter handle. She's not.
Right.
She does have a Twitter now, but it's
but
not
she
her.
She doesn't do it. Yeah.
She has like her friends tweet for her like once a day, like
oh, okay.
a different person.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
pretty great.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So you just play, who's
I just played Rock Lobster.
Rock Lobster. Yeah. That's right.
It's still playing.
it is.
It could be
12 minutes deep.
My next animal is a bird.
I got a little bird. I'm gonna take her home. Put her in a cage. And disconnect the phone.
How can this song be 15 years old? That's insane.
Is that? Oh no, it's not.
It's the White Stripes.
No, I know, but I was listening to Elephant earlier, that White Stripes album earlier, where I was like, yeah, they still rule.
Because he's ahead of his time.
That dude rules.
Yeah, I was late coming to the game with these White Stripes. I saw that chick that can't drum very well, and I saw the dude that
you
looks
mean
like
Meg
it,
White?
Yeah. And I saw the dude that's from a Tim Burton movie, and I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know if I'm into this.
Yeah, but
this Beetlejuice band.
That's a dude who like sometimes can get it, and sometimes is the grossest dude in the universe.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
like sometimes he looks like a vampire and a Native American woman had a kid.
Yeah,
and then sometimes he's like
classy,
hot.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. He All got right. He got Renee Zellweger before she. Got a little lemon facey. No, she's always been lemon facey.
Yeah.
Now she's not lemon
yeah.
facey.
Yeah. Now she's like real surprised all the time.
Do not like what she did with her face.
Wait, what was your animal just now?
A little bird.
Bird. All right. Because well, I'm just trying to think.
I don't even know how to say the name of this album.
Distill.
Distill. But it looks
it
like
is.
There's a J in there.
What's that about that art? I think that's how you pronounce that artist's name or that art movement name.
All right.
Distill. All right, I'm going to play. Well, that was kind of like a shredder. So I feel like I should play a kind of a shredder.
Are you going to play Turtles, Ninja Turtles?
How about this okay. Tigers, and then you drop the needle like in it, wherever.
Drop the digital.
But it's kind of a rocker. Okay. And it's Tigers.
Okay.
Plural, more than one tiger.
Uh-oh. Okay, who is this?
Manic Street Preachers. I feel like I've played them before. I love them.
I literally thought this was that Jared Leto band.
Fuck off. That is not funny.
I did.
No, because no, there wasn't a choir and they didn't tell you how great they were
that
halfway
voice
through. No, and also it's not garbage.
Yeah.
So that's also a reason
you
to not
like
think that.
You don't like garbage?
30 Seconds to Mars is garbage.
Yeah. No, I mean the band Garbage.
Yeah, I just I'm still mad at you.
That guy's voice had a little tinge of...
No, it does not have any of that. Of I love him.
What, a little tinge of pretension in it? Is that what you thought?
Dude, Manic Street Preachers is like one of my favorite bands in history. Best live band I've ever seen.
Have you ever seen...
Fuck off. That is not allowed.
They had a,
I hate Jared Leto so much.
They had a camping trip recently.
I didn't know you hated Jared Leto...
Did you know that 30 Seconds to Mars had a 30 Seconds to Mars summer camp?
Are
did
you
they?
Serious?
For like 3 days, a bunch of other
so great.
Hippie idiots
we made,
could go.
We made s'mores.
That is not, I don't like this line of questioning. Hold on, I'm making plans to be on another podcast tomorrow. That's not a joke. Okay, sorry. It was Dana Gould. I got to be on Dana Gould's tomorrow night.
What's his show called?
The Dana Gould Hour.
How did he come up with that? Is it just an hour? Does he keep it to an hour?
You know, he doesn't follow his own. He makes his own rules to break his own
there
rules.
There you go.
Oh, it's a Dana Gould hour. It's not a
yeah, it's a different
hour.
Measurement. It's like dog ears.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's a different measurement.
I get it. My animal coming up is an elephant. I didn't say it was a good song. Don't point
that thing at me. Is that a penis? Elephant gun?
My elephant gun. Every minute. You know what though?
That was a bug.
Oh, it's oh, what happened? Elephant gun in Spanish, David Lee Roth.
I know it isn't, but I almost want to be like, that's racist.
I never miss an opportunity to play the Eat 'Em and Smile album in Spanish.
Amazing.
Why are there so many words for elephant gun, though?
Yeah, it's...
It's Arma de Casa Mayor.
I don't know. I don't know. David Lee Roth must know, man.
Does he? What
doesn't that guy know?
What if anyone who speaks Spanish is like,
that's not an elephant gun.
This is just nonsense.
Yeah, he just ordered us a meal.
Yeah, that's not even a... All right. My album. My animal.
I love your album. It's so good.
It sounds just like Jared Leto. That's why you love it. It's my animal is a frog.
Hmm.
Yep.
Hmm. I thought we were going to get Peter Gabriel again.
I tried not to do repeat.
Is this One Direction?
Do you want me to play the Spanish version of this?
There are no words.
This is fun. Who's this?
Belle and Sebastian. I think you said that the last time I played a Belle and Sebastian song.
And then I have yet to dig into their catalog. That's cool.
You know what I just remembered too? Another Maybe I'll write it down and really will play it, even though it's like the worst song in history.
All right. That's fine.
Okay.
You gonna write it down with a highlighter?
Yeah. Do you have a pen?
Yeah.
No, don't get up. I'll get it. What? It was your turn. I should have got up. Whoa. Actually, you know what? I'm going to make you work for that Jared Leto comment earlier. Fetch me 1,000 pens, plebe. Thank you.
All right. My next song. This, the guy who sings this song is not hot. This is not a hot guy.
Okay.
The animal is...
Like the other guys are?
Well...
Jared Leto?
Trust me.
Oh, no.
This guy is not hot, and the animal is a lamb.
Okay.
One second. And the lamb lies down.
This is ugly, Peter Gabriel.
But weird. But like I was saying earlier, super weird.
Super weird. That would never
in
fly
in a good
now.
Way. Yeah.
I don't even think it flew with the band members back then.
Totally.
If you ever look up Genesis with Peter Gabriel, like the band is just, they're just dressed
total
in
total normies. And
yeah.
He's
and
like,
then he's like, it's got like a sunflower
he's
hat,
like a Zulu robe and I mean, like got his head shaved in reverse.
I mean, it is, it's like, they're like, oh, what's he going to do tonight? Yeah. Oh, Jesus. He's dressed
you
like
know
a,
they were.
He's a giant brain with elephant tusks. And,
yeah. Isn't that why he left? Because they were like, Pete.
Yeah, look at that.
They were like, PG.
Seriously, dude.
Tone it down. Pump the brakes on this. Yeah, totally.
Let's chill it out. They were so happy to just have dull Phil Collins.
Right. Let's get that dad in here. Yeah. That eternal dad. He was like,
Phil
Collins was like born looking like a dad.
Is this Peter Gabriel or is this Jack White on a bad day?
Wow, yeah, totally. Or like Pete Burns from Dead or Alive. There?
Yeah, what is going on?
I love it. I love it, weirdos. Keep being weird.
Lamb.
I didn't mean to talk over that whole thing.
No, I only I only wanted to play the intro.
Yeah, this one you're definitely going to want to talk over, but this is my animal is dinosaur.
That's my coffee cup. I'm adding to it.
The people in this video don't even look like they want to be here.
So I was obsessed with the song when I was a little kid. Or whenever it came out. I was probably not even that little. So I'll watch Miami Vice. Yes, I was like obsessed with that dance he was just doing. Okay, you get it. You feel it.
That's got to be in the Flintstones movie, right?
Is that what it's for? I guess. I don't know. I just remember I had the single when I was a kid.
David David tweeted your the selfie.
Yeah.
He put, just met the lovely at AB at Rock Solid Show. I can only hope at Christy Mann is cool with this.
All right. We're best friends now. It's official.
Oh, yeah. You're following. Follow back. The whole deal. Fuck it, Christy.
No, I didn't say that.
I just did. People know our voices are different. Okay. Yours is much more deeper.
Oh, it's not in. It's in George Clinton covered it for the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, what?
Oh, it is in the, Flintstones.
Okay,
movie.
Yeah, that must it must have been made for the soundtrack.
No, it was made for it was just made.
Oh,
it was just made in like the '80s.
Oh,
everybody walk the dumb.
Yeah.
All right, this is go way back, 1972. A couple of kids at this table weren't even around at that time. This is a teen idol, and the animal is a puppy.
Nice.
Plug in, Kyle. And they called it puppy love. This guy's got a sister named Marie.
My mom loves this.
And he's got a bunch of brothers that no one gives a shit about.
My mom loves it.
Kind of underwear do the Mormons wear? What do they call it?
They just call it magic underwear, right?
Magic underwear.
It's not where the magic happens.
Nope. Donny Osmond, people. One bad apple to spoil the whole bunch, baby. Whatever it's called. I don't know what I'm doing. Talking like this. How you doing?
Did they flee the Mormon church, or are they still very active in it?
I don't know.
I think they're still Mormon.
I think they're still Mormon. What do you mean flee?
A lot of people get out.
Yeah, but I don't remember they've ever made like a public... I don't think they've ever been like, we are no longer Mormons, everyone.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I don't know. All right. What? Okay, so that was puppies?
Yeah, all puppy. Right. Puppy love. Singular.
All right. Mine's going to be dogs, and this is going to significantly chill it out. You could just start this from the beginning. This is a... Okay, this is a different version of a... It's dogs. I'll tell you later.
Is it Bowie?
It's not. Close. Kind of close in the way that this guy wants to sound like it.
Dogs are everywhere, almost everywhere that I go. They can't help themselves.
I cannot believe you're laughing at this.
Is this the Wiggles?
You are a monster. What is wrong with you tonight?
I don't know.
They leave their scent behind them everywhere they go.
Do I know who this is?
No.
Do I know the name?
Dogs are everywhere.
Is this Dr. Teeth in the Electric Mayhem?
Dogs are everywhere.
Okay. That's Paul.
Oh, okay.
Everywhere. It's a song called Dogs Are Everywhere.
I know the name Paul, but I don't know
it's
the
Paul,
music.
But it's a specifically an acoustic version of a song that's on an album, but this is not on an album, and I like that version better. But you clearly don't, the way you burst out laughing when it started.
Well, it sounded...
It seems like a Sesame Street
song.
Seems
like a funny song.
But I mean...
What do you think about this new Muppet show with the cameras following around these puppets?
Oh, I don't have an opinion on it because I'm not 12. What are you talking about? The one that's going to be on HBO now?
No,
that's Sesame Street that's going to HBO.
ABC. It's like The Office, but with Muppets.
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea what that is.
Get to know it.
I think it might be okay.
I interrupted your pulp story.
No, there's no story. It's just that's like a super slowed down acoustic version of that song. So that's why it sounds like weirdly sinister. But I love it. And I love his crazy deep voice.
Okay. It's fine. I'm going to play what I'm...
It was funny that you immediately laughed at you, like, oh, this is a joke song. And I'd be like, no, that's not a joke song.
Flip my next two, Kyle. Okay, now this artist coming up is... I know so many people... Don't look... Stop cheating tonight. You're looking every time.
I want to cheat.
This guy... And you plug in, Kyle. Plug that computer in. This guy, I know so many people... And I love this guy too, but I have to tell you, sometimes the songwriting... lyrically is lazy McHazy. And
about as lazy as that.
This is this is the animal for this is a lion.
Okay.
And this is some lazy songwriting in my opinion. Crank this up, Kyle.
You broke my heart. Like that sax. Tore it apart. Thought it was cute. Thought it was smart. But now I'm back and I got the strength of 10. So I got a message for you, my friend. I'm Daniel waiting in the lion's den. Daniel waiting for that lion to come. Daniel waiting in the lion's den. Dong, dong, dee, dong, dong, dee, dee, dong, dong.
That's
look. What do you say? Dum dum
dum dum dee dum dee dum.
Yeah, but the sax makes up for everything.
That's Lion's Den from the Bruce Springsteen box set called Tracks.
Well, I'll take your lions and I'll see you a lions. Mine's also lions.
See, mine was lions like apostrophe s. Yours
mine's
is
plural. Mine's okay. Multiple lions.
Wow, these are gonna kick my lion ass.
I hate the asshole I become. Every time I'm with you, I get feeling looking in your eyes. And somehow I should forgive you. I know that I'm guilty, but I don't know what I've done. And you're not about to let me join the fun, are you? You're not about to let me join the fun.
There you go. It's my boy Billy. Billy B. Billy B.
That's a good tune.
It's a great tune. I think you would really like Workers' Playtime. If I were to tell you to get any Billy Bragg album, Workers' Playtime would be your jam.
What year did that come out?
1988?
I can't listen to anything that has come out before.
Hold on, now
89.
I'm going to feel like a bad fan. I could
it
be.
It says 88 in your iTunes.
Yes, yeah. That was off the dome. Yeah, 88.
Hopefully not under the dome.
Nope, off top, off top.
April knows Billy Bragg. She also knows these gentlemen, and the animal is a monkey.
This is a great song.
Why did this stop?
I don't know. This is one of the songs that stops and starts again.
My favorite Foo Fighters song.
This is one of my favorites too.
This is a great song.
I love this video too. Dave was so young in this video. Got the short hair.
When does this episode drop? We might have already seen them.
No, this will drop a couple days before.
Okay.
This drops on September 17th. Such a great song.
That is a jam.
Yeah,
it's
that's
a total
great.
Jam.
They have Foo Fighters have so many of those.
Yeah, they're good dudes.
They're not bad.
Good dudes. Okay, that was another
shabby.
Monkey. All right,
monkey.
I'm going to drop some bombs right now because uh-oh. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to play it like in the middle. This is one of my favorite songs of all time. I don't think you're going to like it. The animal is trout, which is like what? Drop the needle.
C-A-T-I-O. And yeah, it's education for the people, y'all.
Yep. Parents and teachers get together, get cool. Children need to learn about sex in school. Children need to learn about sex in school. If they don't do it, don't get fooled.
Sister,
don't
sister, kiss my
tea, rat, rat,
drinking something sweet. Brother, what's it gonna be? K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Teacher, 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 says the F. Teacher, you were stupid without the F.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Nana Cherry featuring Michael Stipe.
Oh, I didn't know that was Michael Stipe at all.
Yeah, and that's like, I mean, that's totally from the 90s MTV, you know, safe sex Madonna commercial era where it was like every second everybody was telling you wear a condom. So that is, it's from Nana Cherry's Homebrew album, but Michael, this is my boy Stipe, isn't that?
This is so sad when I say this though, but I was at, there's a Goodwill store by my house that sells CDs and books, used CDs and books. And I got Document for $1.
Oh my God, only $1. But it's so good.
Exhuming
McCarthy.
You found a bunch of condoms outside.
I found condoms outside.
Exhuming McCarthy is on that. Probably top five REM songs for me. Yeah.
But yeah, isn't it? I love it. I mean, for me, I didn't own it physically. So I'm like, well, score. But
that's
then I'm
amazing.
Like, $1. That
a buck.
Seems...
It is kind of a bummer, but it's like you win though.
Yeah. Spider. I got a spider. You guys texting each other?
Kill it?
Yes.
This is a spider.
Yeah, our date went great.
What was that noise?
That was me laughing and then sucking the laugh in. Joking. Spider.
He's crawling up my wall. Black and hairy, very small.
Also a Sesame Street song.
Now he's up above my head, hanging by a little thread. Oh, it's the spider.
I picture a Muppet spider coming down, but with like a British flag on its like thorax.
Or a Confederate flag. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of something different. This show is flying.
We're about an hour.
That's crazy.
How many more should we do?
Well, we're going to do, I've got four more.
Okay.
What do you got?
I can have.
April has played 8 out of 21.
Yeah.
You can play a play out too.
All right.
People will be disappointed if this show's...
They're too fast now.
Yeah, now the show's too short.
An hour is like a good time?
I think that we've been doing like 90 minutes. 90 minutes is like good.
Oh, okay.
The last time you were on...
trying to work on the treadmill, David's got to get his steps in.
Steps in, yeah. The last time you were here, I think that show was like an hour and 50 minutes.
Really?
I did a lot of... sometimes when you're here, I do a lot of interviewing you to find out what...
I like it. About my exciting life.
What's going on
in
life.
I'm going one date a year. Yeah, how exciting. Okay, so you just did Spider. I'm going to do... That was like jokey, but I'm going to do like... A more chill jam, and mine, this is going to throw you for a loop because I'm going to say Blackbird and you're going to think one thing.
Oh yeah.
And I'm going to go this
Blackbird
way.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Blackbird is my animal.
Every other girl, a smile that keeps you grinning at the madness of this world. But like the blackbird on the wire, I will not take prey on you. You wouldn't want me to, for I'm too soft.
Do I know this artist?
I've talked about him a lot before.
I'm like the blackbird on the wire.
Didn't they stay at your house or something?
I just watch you
rise. Is this the beautiful South?
It is.
I can't believe
you guessed because they have not stayed at my house, but I like that you get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you get it.
Once you said you talked about him a lot before, I knew that it was
I thought they did. Didn't some band stay at your house or something? Or
didn't you stay at some band's house?
I've stayed at many band's houses. But no, these guys are my friends. Yeah, I go stay with them when I go to Hull, when I go to England. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what we're thinking.
We can release our own sevens. Oh, this band stays at April's house?
That would be more than one.
Yeah. Okay, this animal, get ready, baby.
Name as many bands as you can.
I don't know who I just called baby. I don't know who if I called the audience baby. I don't know if it was Kyle. Hopefully it wasn't April. That would be condescending. This is the animal is a cheetah. April Richardson, nonstop texting.
I'm sorry. I'm making plans.
She needs to get out of here.
First she says, oh, yeah, my life is so exciting. And then she can't stop making plans.
Any other day.
That's the MP3. A little glitchy. Let me get some opinions here. I'll start with you, Kyle. Then we'll go around the table. How do you feel about the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
If you made a mix, I would like it.
Yeah.
But they play every one of their hits on the radio every single day, so it's kind of... Yeah. I get tiresome of it.
Yeah, okay. How do you feel about the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
I'm not a fan, but I don't, hate their guts.
Mm-hmm.
But I do not, listen to them.
I can't listen to a whole album of theirs. I just can't. It's exhausting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the hits. I like some deep album stuff too. But it's not a band I go to. I don't even know how I stumbled across this. I certainly didn't type cheetah in. I don't know what I must have. I don't know how I found this.
I don't barf, but I'm not gonna actively play them. Yeah. You know what I mean. I'm not gonna choose it.
Some people really hate them.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I know lots of people that really hate them. I mean, they're just kind of whatever.
They say Anthony Kiedis can't sing. I think his voice sounds fine on these songs.
But he, you know, every
it kind of sounds like they're just playing one song and then he just says whatever and then they're like, this is a new song.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, well, thank you. I like when the young people put out their views.
The young people. All right. Well, this is technically an animal. I decided, and it's Jackass.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
It's in the Bible.
I've been drifting along in
the back of my mind. If you thought that you were making your way to where the puzzles and pagans lay, I put it together. It's a strange invitation.
I guess, who that is. That's pretty easy to guess.
Right.
Beck.
Yeah.
Beck Hansen.
Oh, full name.
Yeah.
Full name basis.
Yeah.
All right.
Once he left his...
Wait, so that was two... like, we're going to do two more?
Well, I mean, I got three more. You can do three more. You can do the play out, too, because I don't have a play out.
I don't. You can play it out, because I don't either. Some of these are repeats, and I don't want to repeat. Like, repeat bands, I mean.
Okay. My next animal is a snake.
Is this Love Gun?
No, that would be Love Gun.
Oh.
It's not Love Snake.
That was about a penis.
No, it's just snake.
That's also a type of animal.
Yeah, songs about penises, that'll be a topic.
That'd be hilarious. I don't know why.
Would you
It'd
please?
Be all Kiss songs.
Yeah, right?
Oh, I thought you were queuing it up more. That's right. We're just saying the animal name.
I did not go Hungry Like the Wolf. I went with this one. I don't even know what this song means.
You
like Duran Duran?
Yeah. Yes, but they definitely... It's weird. As much as 80s shit as I'm into,
yeah,
they were not in my periphery at all. Like, I just was not...
Too pin-up-y?
No, because I was into, like, Culture Club.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why they were just kind of passed me by. But I don't hate them. I just was not super into them.
I don't think they were... I don't think when they were at the height of their popularity, I don't know if they were taken seriously as musicians and right. songwriters.
But I was into like Wham and stuff, who was like...
Yeah, that's true.
Super pin-up-y, poppy, like whatever. So I don't know what it was about them that made me pass them by, but...
What is Andrew Ridgely doing now? I wonder.
Exactly. This also just came up the other day. We were talking about something because somebody asked me about...
About Andrew
George
Ridgely.
Michael. No, we were talking about Wham because somebody didn't know George Michael wrote everything because he like basically wrote everything. And so they same thing. They're like, what is this guy doing then? Because he's not getting any royalties, is he? If George Michael wrote anything, everything. So yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he just saved his touring money.
Yeah.
How was your date with Andrew Ridgely?
Oh, it was wonderful. And he's such a gentleman, you guys. And he, even though he has no Wham money left, he paid for my dinner.
He had some Wham Bam thank you ma'am money.
Does it say? Is it like he now works at Ross Dress for Less or whatever?
No, it's just like it's oddly sparse.
Maybe we should add to it.
Yeah, put it in there.
Ridgely now lives in the UK in a restored 15th century farm property with his partner, Kieran Woodward.
A member of Bananarama.
Oh yeah.
So he's living off that Bananarama money.
So he's not homosexual.
No, he's not gay.
But then they say, but it's funny because they say, and his partner, and then Kieran, and her name is...
Oh, that's what English people say.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
They might not be married.
All right.
Yeah.
And English people, I feel like, more commonly
say that.
He did
have a solo album in 1990.
Yeah, I remember that.
Son of Albert.
I remember that.
I bet that was good. I bet that was
good and terrible.
Good.
That's your next topic, right, Andrew Ridgely?
Andrew
yes,
Ridgely.
That's... We got a wealth of songs.
He's going to do the whole thing, the whole career.
All right. For me... I'm going to go back to Monkey. Lots of monkey. This is a monkey heavy night.
Is it anywhere?
Yeah. Just start from the beginning, I guess. I mean, come on. This is the biggest duh in the world.
Not for him.
This is a Beastie Boys.
Oh, okay.
Motherfucker.
You had a look quizzical look now. On your face.
Not for him. So dismissive.
Yeah, y'all get it. See you at the crossroads, MCA. R.I.P.
Rockin' Peace, MCA.
That's right.
Oh, here's a band that I don't play this band much. I'm not going to say who it is. It's a tiger from 1974. The album's called Dragonfly.
Wow, so it's like multiple... It's
multiple animals.
The Duran Duran one was called Seven in the Rag Tiger.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Ragged.
Ragged. Yeah.
Ragged. Seven in the Rag Tiger.
I don't know.
Seven it's in the late. Rag Tiger.
With the Seven.
Okay, go ahead and play this.
Which is this air bass or air guitar? I can't see.
This is bass over here.
You're plucking
here.
It. Okay.
I don't even hear any bass.
Okay.
This band doesn't even have a bass player.
It will be black and white in the dead of night. Eyes flashing in the clear moonlight. I want to ride the tiger.
It's Jefferson Starship.
It's like a tear in the hand.
Turn it down. Turn it down and delete that MP3. Drag it in the trash. Drag it right in the trash.
Okay. What are we doing? Two more?
Hey, could
one and then play out. So two more, yeah.
All right.
You play one, I play one, and then you play us out. And could Classic Rock Radio play any other AC/DC song than You Shook Me All Night Long? I mean,
not allowed.
I love that song, but every effing time.
Now you censor yourself?
Look, man, S my D.
Now we got to tone it down.
Every time.
Look, I'm going to go with the 15th monkey reference of the night.
I mean, these sea suckers, they're over there programming these stations.
These sea suckers.
Put it this way, they've like had the same 10 songs since.
I know, but there's other 90s. Ones. Play something.
No, damn. I mean, I'm talking about the radio station.
Yeah, rock radio. Yeah, they got 3 songs.
All right, monkey?
Yeah, this is plural, monkeys.
Monkeys. Oh, monkey. All right.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. What if it's theme from the monkeys?
It's the theme from 12 Monkeys.
Yeah. That's the Ordinary Boys.
Never heard of them.
They have a cow on their album cover.
It's a sheep.
Sheep.
I think I played them before because I think I remember you saying you like them because I think, well, they're not together anymore, okay. But I think that they, especially the album sounded like What If the Jam Kept Going? What if the Jam existed in the 2000s?
What if the Jam kept jamming?
Yeah, if the Jam kept jamming, then that's kind of what that album sounds like.
Are you jelly of the Jam?
I'm not. Yes, I want to hang out with Paul Weller. I am jelly of the Jam.
My next song is by a legendary band. Legends. They're legends. But I took a version off of an acoustic album they released in 95. And the animal is, it's actually plural. It's horses.
Graceless lady, you know how I act. You know I can't let you slide through my hands. 'Cause wild horses can't drag me away. Wild horses
I like that version.
My favorite version is the Sundays covering it when Marky Mark finger blasts Reese Witherspoon on that roller coaster in Fear. You guys don't remember that? The greatest scene?
I
totally finger blast her on a roller coaster, and that's playing, but it's the Sundays covering it.
I would
I don't
be
like that song at all.
They play that song like five like times horses?
No.
Year.
No, that's really? Okay. That's I would be afraid to finger blast on the roller coaster.
Totally, of course.
Someone's gonna
break
hurt.
A finger off.
You're gonna get hurt.
Yeah.
Something's
especially
gonna
if it jumps the track a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah. Especially with Reese Witherspoon, who's not nice.
Not nice.
Marky Mark, though, man, that guy lays it down, right?
You know what Marky Mark could do?
What?
You could get it. I was hoping you guys would answer that as if it was a real question.
Of course he can.
I was looking for the Good Vibrations lyrics that you were in.
I didn't know what was going
to
happen.
No, I thought you guys would know how to answer that.
Did you see that trailer for the Will Ferrell Marky Mark movie that's coming out where their dads? You don't think it looks funny?
No, I haven't seen it.
No, because it has the thing that you hate in it.
Tell me.
Where it's like a grounded in somewhat reality
yes,
and someone gets hurt. Because Will Ferrell rides a motorcycle like through a brick wall and into the like yes, living room and he's
right.
fine. And like it's just like crashed through the wall and he's yeah. like, oh, I'm okay.
And that's what takes you out of it? Just that?
I hate stuff like that.
I don't like when it's a comedy movie that's supposed to be grounded in reality and then Kevin James will swing on a vine and crash right. into a brick wall and roll down a mountain and then he's
but if
fine
he was in a neck brace for the rest
yeah,
of the movie,
if he was
it'd
in a neck brace, it'd be fine. See what I mean?
I do see what you mean, but I feel like those kind of comedies are just like living cartoons. It's like that's just they're just cartoons.
Yeah,
I guess so. I can see your point there. I'm not going to agree.
Because immediately, I feel like the opening, I totally get yeah. what you mean. But for me, those movies, if you're going to hold them to that level, because
yeah.
most of them, if it opens and it's like Kevin James going, I'm a lawyer, then I'm like, what? No, you're like, I'm done. I'm out. No, you're not.
No, you're not. You could only be a mall
so
cop.
Like
Paul Blart, mall lawyer.
Yeah, but anything like that, you know, that's that level of, that's ridiculous to me. That I'm already like, what? No. But then I just realized, oh, this is just going to be a cartoon.
Why wasn't the Paul Blart sequel called Paul Blart Casino Cop? He's not at a mall anymore.
He's at
oh,
a
he
mall
wasn't?
Cop convention.
He's at a mall cop convention?
Yeah,
fuck that.
Have.
Fuck that movie.
Did you
then.
See them? I didn't see either one of them.
No. I would never.
I love Kevin James.
I'm
That's
awake.
Not a joke.
I do like Kevin
King
James.
King of Queens is funny as shit.
It is. And I
Truly.
Do.
Truly.
And
I only really like Jerry Stiller and Patton, though.
No, I think Kevin James is super funny.
I think
it.
He's
funny.
I do, and I do like Kevin James. And I do like Will Ferrell. And I do like Adam
right.
Sandler. But the movies
yeah,
I don't
you're right.
like.
Adam Sandler, I stopped at. First of all, Billy Madison, classic status. Happy Gilmore, classic status.
Wedding Singer, I like.
Totally. I'm trying. When did I fall off? I was on the Adam Sandler movie train until probably, what's the one where he has
Pixels.
To raise the kid?
Oh, Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
That was probably the last one I liked.
Everyone likes that one in Mr. Deeds.
Oh, no, Mr. Deeds is terrible.
And
Waterboy. Big Daddy is where I stopped.
And I'm not a huge
no,
fan
Waterboy.
Of any of those three.
I, after Wedding Singer, then I liked him in the dramas. I like Spanglish.
He's
I like
amazing in Punch Drunk Love.
Punch Drunk Love
yeah.
is great.
Yeah.
And I even liked Funny People.
I didn't see Funny People.
Funny
I don't
people.
Like Judd Apatow.
I always
you
forget
don't
about
like
funny
Judd Apatow?
No. I can see that.
I like Knocked Up. I'm not, no, I hated Knocked Up. I like 40-Year-Old
Virgin.
40-Year-Old
Virgin is
that
hysterical.
That is hilarious.
That is
But
the
I
best.
Feel like he...
But he co-wrote that with Steve Carell.
That's what I'm saying. So I feel like the funniest parts are not from him.
I mean, everyone in that movie is so... Jane
that
Lynch.
That movie is amazing.
Seth Rogen.
I remember
Paul
I saw
Rudd.
That like opening night in the theater and I was like crying laughing.
Yeah, it is movie. Really
yeah.
funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so is it my turn to play out?
Yeah, it's yeah. play out, but let's so
you picked already.
Let's do some let's do a little promotion.
Yeah.
You're at AP, APEY on
Correct.
Twitter.
Yes.
You're a frequent guest player on At Midnight.
Sort of, yeah. Oh, the last time I was on it was funny because somebody dropped out, so they called me last minute.
That's good, though.
I will go. I live like two streets over from where they tape.
That's great to be on that list then.
It's amazing. Well, and I'll just get bored and call Chris and be like, can I come hang out with you at work? And he's like, yeah. And so I'll just go hang out there because I have nothing yeah. to do during the day.
Free food.
Green I'm sure room. Everybody who actually works there is like, why are you here again? But it's a great
green
place
room.
To hang out.
Do you ever pull them aside and go, could we get some raisinettes in the green room?
No, dude, they have like the most insane snack selection you could ever think of. They have everything.
Should be called Snack Midnight.
It's awesome.
Christy,
it's
you probably
real.
See Christy's.
They call them Midnight Snacks at Midnight Snacks.
I don't know, but they should.
You probably see Christy's husband over there quite a bit.
Who's her husband?
Gary Mann.
I mean, probably.
Yeah, he's executive at Comedy Central. I think he's over there a lot.
He probably is, yeah, because after the taping, they have like a meeting or whatever.
Oh, boy.
And I'm not one of the top brass, so I don't get to be in that.
They decide what jokes are going to get cut.
I don't know if it's that severe, but maybe.
Yep.
But yeah, so yes.
Actually kill a person.
It's fun, and they're very nice to have me on standby.
Very nice. Where do they film that?
Two streets over from where she lives.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
On Las Palmas.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So look for April there. Yeah, this fun, comfortable thing is still happening.
It's going through November.
That's great. That's extended.
Yeah. Yeah. So go to funcomfortabletour.com and go see Chris Hardwick.
I don't think it's ever going to end. Why would it end?
Go see Chris Hardwick, but get there on time for me, and I'll choke in your face.
Why would this end? Why wouldn't he just keep doing it? Go out.
Well, because he's got 9 jobs. Like, you can't do that. And also because Walking Dead's going to start, so he's got to be in town on Sundays.
Yeah, they have to be in town every Sunday. Yeah. So you guys would just fly out on a Friday, do a club on a Saturday, come back on a Sunday?
Well, when that films, he can't travel on Sundays because what if a flight gets canceled or delayed? Like, he films live, so he has to be there. He can't travel at all on Sundays.
All right, well.
Yeah. Because imagine if it starts and then he's like running. I can't get there yet. Wait. Like, yeah.
Enjoy it while it lasts then.
Yeah. I am.
And then you'll be on your... You'll go out and do
shows
yourself.
Sure, then I'm going to be headlining theaters. Like, immediately after this. Definitely.
You go do clubs, though. You don't.
Yeah, I'm doing that stuff on my own.
And you got April from TV coming out?
My new TV show is totally in development. I'm very busy.
I'm telling you
That's why she's over at Midnight.
I'm making plans on a podcast to be on another podcast tomorrow. I mean, it's like mover and shaker.
Everything's coming up Millhouse.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly.
We are at Rock Solid Show, at Pat_Francis, at Kyle Dotson Funny. Like us on Facebook. Write a nice review on iTunes. All that good stuff. Buy a t-shirt. Do whatever you want.
Do it. Fuck it.
What's your last song?
My last song, the animal is fish, and it is a song called Have You Fed the Fish by Badly Drawn Boy.
I'm so glad it wasn't Have You Fed the Fish by the band Fish.
No, how dare you.
Blah. Crank it up.
The keys to your heart open the door to the world. You've got to give me 2 days, and woman, I'll make you a girl. Sometimes you've got to rewind to go forward. There's some good times around the corner, but have you fed the fish today? Have you made your wish today?
Right? Exactly. That's my life motto. Fuck it.